New tonight, a popular music festival in Middle Tennessee just canceled at the start of what was supposed to be a jam-packed weekend. Organizers of Bonnaroo made the call due to rain. More now and more to come. The festival cited campsites already in bad shape. It's expected to draw more than 60,000 people, and those ticket holders are now up for refunds. Bonnaroo plans to give refunds to everyone who plan to attend the four-day event. Among the headliners this year, they're no longer playing. Ali and AJ, Tyler the Creator, and Foster the People. Organizers wrote on their post about the cancellation, "We are beyond gutted."
All right, so let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Sometimes it's not great. Despite what we've said for so many years about Bonnaroo, the famous Ken Weinstein quote, "It's never not great," we discovered this weekend, sometimes it's not great.
Or as somebody sent me a text to upset me about way before Bonnaroo ever started, I said I'd never say his name again, one of the founders of the show. It's finally not great.
Yeah.
And not everything can always be great. So this is not some major thing that something isn't great every single time in the history of the world, because nothing is. But go ahead, Barry.
Yeah. All right. So, sorry for my voice. I came home with the Bonaflu. I think Brian brought a little touch of it home. I don't know, Rush. You said you're a little bit feeling it.
I was a little down in the weather as well, but I think I'm going to make it through.
Yeah.
It might be just psychological, just...
Oh, I want to die.
Yeah.
If we're talking that way, I'm about this close to death. But this is spiritually anyway.
Yeah, this is the What Podcast. I'm Barry. That's Brian. That's Russ. And behind Brian is Beth, our good friend and campmate from just outside of Seattle. How are you, Beth?
I'm okay. I have a little Bonaflu too, but I think okay.
Well, when I got home, my wife has something and some of her workmates are sick. So I don't know if I took it or I brought it back. But I know we shook a ton of hands on Thursday and Friday. So
yeah. And the farm always gives me the junk every single year. It's just going to come with it. It's just part of it. And it's, we coin it, the entire Bonnaroo universe, the Bonaflu for a reason. Right. It's not actually a diagnosable flu. We always come home feeling pretty rough. And this case is no different, even though we were only there for a day. Yeah. or three or four.
So here's what we're going to do today. Because of the cancellation, that's just the reality, the cancellation on Friday. We were going to take a couple of days off, but obviously that's such a hot topic, and we want to address it. We don't have any news that no one else has or anybody else doesn't have. I had one of the best Thursday and half a day Fridays that I've ever had in my life, and then the rain came. And I think a lot of people felt that, right? Rush, you were actually up there since Monday, so you had more time than most of us.
Yeah, looking back, I'm kind of glad I went Monday now, just because I really did get a full week. I went Monday, went to Common John, met up with a bunch of friends there, ate and drank. We got some interviews, which, we'll get to in a future episode. They're really cool. If you ever get a chance to go to Common John in Manchester, awesome place. Slept in their parking lot, woke up Tuesday morning, met up with David Bruce, who made the 16-hour drive from upstate New York. We got in Tuesday, we got set up, we had a great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then you know what happened Friday.
Yeah, and I was following along through Snap and Instagram and everything else. I saw what you guys were up to. It looked great, and I haven't gotten there early in several years, and I'm not mad that I didn't. I'm very happy with the way things went. We'll get into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to Evan Bonnaroo too. He, we met up with him Tuesday, and he helped a lot with some of the interviews, and it was just great seeing them and hanging out.
The only thing I want to jump off here is that the adage of if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. This is not coming from that. Where that comes from? Like, I have mean, nasty things to say, so I shouldn't right. say anything. I don't know what to say. And this is Barry, this is almost giving me, you know, some additional anxiety that I'm already fighting with for the last few days. I don't do shows without a piece of paper in front of me and some notes. Like, that drives me crazy. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what to write down.
Right.
I am devastated by this situation far more than 2021. I guess that's because that was just such a different time, coming out of an already wild time for everybody, having, you know, I don't know. It's just different. It feels like a lifetime ago. And it's partially because things were going so well.
Yeah.
And even if they weren't going well, it was a good weather day. We got good music. And if that was the best of it, this is as heartbreaking gets. And I don't throw around a lot of words. I mean, breaking heart feeling. It's right. sinking in the stomach. I know so many of you out there feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And every now and again, you know, the comment section might, you know, gets wherever they go, and then, you know, does the blame game, or gets, you know, you guys don't do this right, or I don't mean us, I just mean anybody. Man, whatever it is that you do to make this your thing is the right answer.
Yeah.
And it is so, it sucks. It sucks. I don't have a note to say what I was going to say there.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I can't get over it yet. And I didn't even want to record because I didn't know what to say, but we need to, and I'm glad we're here.
I agree. And I want to hear from Beth, because you guys hear from us all the time. And, you know, full disclosure, we live 55 minutes away. We have it easy. We're treated like freaking royalty at that place, especially this year. Beth, you travel from Seattle. You had your own travails. You guys had some difficulty getting in, then you got in, and we had a good Thursday. So I want to hear about that. But to your point, Brian, and this is the one I wanted to make, in no way in this show today or going forward do I want to try to pretend to tell anybody how they should feel about what happened. Because, I mean, if
our the friend emotions Gerald, are everywhere. Like, I mean, there's anger, exactly. there's sadness. It's everything. And it's,
yeah, and
that is bothering me too, you know?
And they're all valid. If you're mad, it's okay legit. To be mad. If you're upset, we are too. I mean, everything you're feeling is perfectly normal.
Yeah, we haven't actually met her in person, but Geraldine flew all the way from Dublin, Ireland, never stepped foot on the farm.
Jesus.
Yep.
Christ.
Russ, your friend Savannah, got there Friday morning, spent an hour and a half with us at the Beer Exchange, got a golf cart ride back to camp, and watched it rain.
Yeah.
Never saw, yeah. heard a note other than
never
Crumb's
saw
night.
A single band play. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're angry, I mean, you spent a lot of money. I get it. You know, you had all these hopes and dreams. I get it. But I think we all can agree that there was no decision other than the one that was made.
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, that didn't even cross my mind for more than, you know, for yeah. a second. A lot of people want to, you know, do the comparison to 2004. Now, there was a huge storm in 04 in the middle of the weekend.
Right.
And there's no reason to go back and reset all that much. That was a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah.
That was a lifetime ago. That might as well have been 1964. I mean, that was so long right. ago. What happened then doesn't have anything to do, or at least a precedent setting for now. It's just a different world. It's a different festival. It's run right. different people, different infrastructure, different everything.
And that was a one-time storm. There was not forecast for the
exactly.
next 2 days.
Good point.
And we didn't have 12 inches, the most rain in 100 and something years.
If I made a show sheet, that would have been a note on there. Absolutely. Because I thought about that and was looking back at 04 today. I was pulling articles looking because I couldn't remember. Was there storms all weekend, or was it just the one? And my memory was, which memory can be tricky 20 years later, there was the one.
Yeah.
But I want, and it was a big one, but I wanted to make sure that was right. And I couldn't find anything that said anything else. It was more yeah. than one. So that in itself means forget talking about 04.
Yeah.
Because Saturday and Sunday had similar storms coming through, just like the state of Tennessee and all of the South has had to deal with in an odd yeah. weather year. An yeah. odd weather
we got
year.
Pummeled with more rain on Saturday.
And what we've learned, and again, I'll speak for them. It's not just about whether you can stand in the mud and have a good time. It's about whether ambulances can get through. It's about whether vending can get through. It's about whether they can clean the toilets. I mean, imagine what that was going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, let us go play in the mud. Now I'm pissed because I can't find a bathroom. Get out of here. Right. Get out of here. And you know that's going to happen. Yeah. And, you know, the unreasonable people are... Sorry, shocking news to everybody. There are unreasonable jerks at Bonnaroo. There are. Not every person there is great. Most are. Is a code that most people live by. But so I don't even know what my damn point is there. But
all right. So Beth, you sat there quietly. Jump in. What are your thoughts? First of all, let me say, you had already planned to come back to Chattanooga and hang out for a couple of days. Not only you. Yeah. I invited our friend David Bruce, who was in our camp. I am Bonnaroo. He came back Saturday, stayed with me here at the house. We all met up and had a great meal at Lo Main, and then you've been hanging out. So you were already planning on that. But so what are your thoughts?
I had a great one day. I mean, I had a great Thursday. I'm bummed because I was taking photos. So I'm sad that I don't have more photos to work with. I expected to come back here and have thousands of photos to edit, and that's what I would be doing these few days. But you know, every Bonnaroo is different. I've been going since 2004. I do remember that mud year when the mud would just suck your shoes off your feet and people got stuck. And so you know that things can go wrong. And I think that's kind of the only way to handle it. Every year is different. Every year has a different story. And this year, I mean, we had a great day. And then we had a rain delay. And we all hung out under canopies all day. And I really got to spend a lot of time with my friends this year. And I wouldn't have been able to do that because I had so many shows I wanted to shoot. I would have been just running, working the whole festival. So I wish I'd been shooting shows. That's what I wanted to do. But, you know, the alternative was getting to spend a lot more time kind of deepening my friendships. And I am grateful for that.
And that's, you know, all part of the Bonnaroo spirit, too. If you would, Beth, real quick, you flew in from Washington State. Just a quick... recap of how that went, because there was a little bit of issues. But I mean, you're flying to a festival in the middle of a field in Tennessee. There's only so much stuff you can bring on a freaking plane, right?
Right.
It's not Ireland, but it's still a long ways away. Just a quick synopsis of that, if you would.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress over what you can bring and packing, and do I put the rain boots in? Do I take them out? If I bring the rain boots, it probably won't rain. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, we were debating, should you bring them? Because it saves so much space if you don't bring the rain boots.
It really does.
But if you don't bring the rain boots, you're totally screwed if you need them.
Yeah, and I was already worried. Well, when we used them, I'm glad I had them, definitely. Mm-hmm. I was worried because this is the year I was most prepared for other than the hurricane year. So I knew, I listened to all the music ahead of time. I mapped it all out. I knew what I was going to try to shoot and how the schedule was going to work and how I could run between the stages. Usually I don't get my hopes up to that extent. I just kind of get there. It's never guaranteed that I'll get there on time. Flights, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. So this time I flew overnight. I worked on Tuesday. I got on a plane at 10:40 in Seattle. I got here. I got to Nashville at 5 a.m. I Ubered to my friend's house and got 3 hours of sleep there. So it's a total of five interrupted hours of sleep. And we got our stuff together, packed the cars, got over to pick up our credentials. Had a delay with one of the people in our group that eventually we got to the gates of the festival and we couldn't get in that night. So that was another silver lining where I hung out with my friends who live in Murfreesboro. Luckily, they're close enough that we went to a really good restaurant and I got a full night's sleep, which put me in much better shape to start. And then we got in on Thursday and it was gorgeous, and the shows were great. Shot more shows than I ever have on a Thursday. Of course, now I wish I'd done everything, but I was thinking, you know, marathon, not a sprint, and it turned out to be a sprint instead.
yeah,
but
no good.
Yeah. And then you know, spent time with the friends and edited my photos in the media tent and came back and hung out under canopies for the day. So that was my whole experience.
On Thursday evening, after we got done with most everything we're doing, we got to order here a little bit. They had all these postcards that they were giving out that by local. Oh. That's the same one by local artist. Mm. And there was a place that you could post them for free. And I was sitting there emailing my dad. I haven't seen my dad or texting my dad. I haven't seen my dad on Father's Day in 20 years. Because it's always right on Father's Day weekend. He's fine with it. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm texting him. I was like, hey, send my cousin's number or address. And I was filling them all out. He's like, I'll drop these off tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
There was no more.
Oh, and I can say also, I bought the merch. So if anybody wants to know what the merch looks like.
See, I didn't get by merch. I didn't get by Infinity Stage. There's all kinds of didn't get type of things.
I'm sure they'll still be selling the merch. But
yeah.
Yeah, hope so. I never even saw the arch. I never got close enough to get a picture or stand in front of it or anything like that. Never saw it.
I didn't get very close either. Well, when I was out at Luke Combs, we'll do a show later on with some more of that. We'll just dive into that Great Thursday a little bit more at another time.
Yeah.
But I got a little close to the arch. But no, not for a picture, right? I never don't get a picture of the arch.
You know? Right.
There's just so many holes in my soul that we're all sharing, you know, you, the listener, viewer, all of us on this show. It's a soul-sucking situation.
I do want to say, and not to belabor it, but that Friday we had time, obviously, and we had people in our group that are in the business, so to speak. We've all, you know, in some way been part of events, and so that just kind of for fun, we kind of talked about what do you think is going on in that room? What are the conversations? And it's just what we said.
Like
it's,
while the rain was pouring and
while the rain,
underneath.
They're watching. Yeah. It's like, when do we call it? How do we call it? I mean,
and how much of it do we call and how much? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were doing all that. Just, it was speculative talk because
what else were we
there's only so much you can talk about the weather itself. So let's start talking about other stuff.
Right.
And,
like,
and
send everybody out all at once.
Yeah.
Or do you wait, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just impossibly hard questions and answers and discussions to be taking place. And that morning, I stopped into where our media area where we have very good Wi-Fi. So I did before I knew I would not be around it for a while. My phone was not working on the farm at all. For the most part, that's because I have a cheap shit phone plan. That's not their fault. So I went to do a good look at the radar coming through, and that was probably about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning before we went to the beer exchange, which we'll get to in a minute, which was the incredible highlight of Friday for us.
Unbelievable.
And I was looking at it, and it looked like everything else that we've been dealing with around the South, which is just passing fast-moving cells that can be dangerous, but they're fast-moving. So if they are here, they're going to get right on out of here, or so I thought. And it changed patterns and changed course. And meteorologists are not God. They can't tell you what's going to happen. And the damn thing parked on top of us for 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. All right. So is that enough of the bad that happened? Do we want to talk? I want to talk a little bit about Thursday and Friday, maybe not the details, because we can do that later. I know.
Sure, we can just bounce. I mean, we can do it in a generalized term. I know we got a little show and tell that Taco wants to do, which we'll get to here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, well, go ahead, Barry. Let's start with that, because we got lucky. I mean, in the end of the day, we as a show, as three Bonnaroo, just lovers of all things, four sitting here, we got really lucky that things worked out for us. It selfishly. For us, and I'm not going to apologize for loving it.
Yeah,
not going to apologize for having a great Thursday. But
it was overwhelming.
But most people had a good Thursday. Like the energy was high. That was what made the day so good. I saw again later down the road the entire Luke Combs show. I don't like Luke Combs.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
Yeah,
I might like him even less after the show, but the show was awesome. You know, like it was a big day. It was a fun day, but yeah.
Plus the weather we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was amazing.
And if Bonnaroo officials had any thoughts, and they probably did, of concern about weather into the weekend, it was just thoughts and prayers and praying and hoping that those three days of nice temperatures were gonna be the foundation we needed, and it didn't work.
Well, you know, they delayed opening the gate on Tuesday because the ground was still kind of wet. They were hoping a few more hours of sunshine, which we had, might help dry out.
In retrospect,
before everyone parks in there,
2 hours more sunshine ain't gonna do a goddamn thing.
No,
no, it was pointless.
But I mean, but they're doing everything they can. They're doing everything. Mm-hmm. The optics are good. Bonnaroo's optics are always good. They know what they're doing. We say this all the time. They know what they're doing in emergencies. They know what they're doing in planning and stage development and in talent buying. They know what they're doing.
But I don't know how you prepare for 6 inches of water.
You can't.
You know, flowing through camps. So
you cancel the whole thing 3 days in advance, and everybody's even more pissed and thinks you're madder. Even worse. Right. And the Live Nation's, you're going to come, you know, steal your baby in the middle of the night. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So I think the decisions they made from start to finish were the right ones. Don't cancel because of what you're concerned with. Don't worry about on Tuesday what might happen on Saturday. Which they could have done because for insurance stuff, which maybe someday we'll dig into the world of insurance and in festivals.
Majeure.
We've never really talked about that a whole lot. But it was a gamble, and it was a good gamble to take. And I think the decision making was right from the jump.
Well, the point I wanted to make about Thursday and Friday, I won't speak for you guys, but it was overwhelmed at the number of people who came up and thanked us for this show. Literally, I think every single person said thank you. You know, help me get through the year. You keep the hype up. You help with your do's and don'ts and all that stuff and the gifts. Russ, I know you got to. I think you it was like Christmas for you.
I'm sitting here with all these. Yeah, we'll get to a show and tell here in a little bit. But
oh,
yeah,
I got more candy,
as, well.
As they say, than I've ever gotten.
My favorite. Little iPod.
Oh, yeah, the little iPod.
That and somebody gave me an empty Gatorade bottle for, you know, those late nights.
And
in
it
the
was
tent.
A wide mouth. If you know, you know.
It was very funny, but that was truly meaningful for me. I couldn't believe how many people that wanted to get a picture or, you know, just say hello and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the, I think, kind of a combo of the 2 days. So,
correct.
Like the beer exchange, which at this time we went last year, and I, you know, those who were not around regularly, I don't drink. So, I mean, I like to hang out with people, but I don't need any beer at the beer exchange. So, I was even thinking, do I really even want to do this? Because it's Friday, you know, that we haven't even mentioned. By all accounts, by everybody there, the best day of Bonnaroo lineup maybe in as long as anybody can remember. I mean, the day tickets sold out, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah,
I mean, so we haven't even mentioned the legendary lineup of the day. So I'm thinking, this is a big day. Like, there's so much to do. Do I really need to go out and hang around with a bunch of people drinking? And I'm so glad that I did. And we were going as a team, and I felt like for sure I should do that. And there was so much love there. It was amazing. It was a ton there. But what mattered the most to me was the day before at Planet Roo. And boy, the kudos to Planet Roo. I mean, that they have made that thing a destination. I mean, it's not for everybody because it's not, you know, Queens of the Stone Age under there. But it is a really, really good place to spend some time, even if it's just a rest. It is a great, great that stage. You know, remember that? I mean, hopefully you can find a picture of the house stage a couple of years ago and throw
that
up.
Front porch.
Taco. Yeah, it looks like a front porch with a nice, like good back porch pitching. This thing was huge.
It was legit.
Sound system was great, and everything about it was completely pro'd all the way around. And the amount of people that came just to hang out and watch the thing, I sometimes have trouble wondering, like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, I know. you lost? Doing? How'd you get into here?
Yeah. It hardly seems real sometimes when I think about how many people were actually there.
It was really cool. And we'll get into more details on that when we play the tape. But going back to Thursday night, Beth, you were talking about hanging out with friends. So I was getting up literally to get my shoes on and go to Luke Combs, what, about 8:45 or 9:00? And our friend David Bruce came back from taking pictures all day and put his stuff down and said, I need a water and a scotch. I'm done. And I said, I'm here for you, man. And we sat down and talked till like 1:30 in the morning because he had a pretty great day. He was featured on the Hulu live stream for his work mm-hmm. with the I Am Bonnaroo project. So we talked about that, and he's still having those surreal, I can't believe what just happened kind of moments type of thing. So we got to sharing yeah. that, and that was awesome.
Wednesday night, before y'all got there, he and I, you know, we had gotten in Tuesday. Wednesday, we were like, well, let's go to Where in the Woods because, you know, there's nothing else happening. There's no music yet, of course. So we dropped into Where in the Woods. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it was packed. And he specifically wanted to go and shoot some photos there, of course. So I really just kind of hang back, and I felt like a shadow just kind of seeing his process of, like, you know, what he sees and what he notices and what he thinks is going to make a good photo. It was really cool. And we ran into a lot of people that recognize him and me. But yeah, that was so cool just to see him do his thing in his element. I mean, it was really neat.
Yeah. I got to talk to him about photography a lot too. I wanted to do more. I brought my film camera to try to get some tips, but we did get to talk about it. He's so generous with advice and his time. He's just an amazing person. And he was very positive about everything. He had the longest to drive, really the longest travel of all of us. And he was immediately positive about the whole experience too.
Oh, yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah, he never sounded discouraged. He never sounded, you know, depressed.
No, he's a really positive, uplifting guy. I talked positive. To David more this year than I had ever before. I know he's been closer with you guys for no particular reason other than that's how it worked out. Yeah. That you're not going to get any negative vibes at any mm-hmm. point around.
No, he loves this.
Correct.
Yeah. Loves this festival. I mean, it's
and how cool
well,
that
so
he
do I, but you're
going to
get
camp.
Some negative vibes from him.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, it was cool to have him join our camp because he's usually his camped elsewhere. He's either gone with a group and this year he was totally solo. He asked if he could come back and camp with us. So, of course, we said yes. It was great having him right there. Got to spend a lot of time with him.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, Russ, you ready to share some of this swag? This
sure,
stuff?
I know y'all got some too. I got tons to show.
I don't have a whole lot, so it's going to be mostly on you here because you really mopped up this year. And I know this, well, you know, the making all the stuff and to give away has been happening for years, but I don't know how I never really got to experience it until this year. And boy, it was fun. You know, I see your PBR Bonnaroo thing on your hat. Like, what are they called?
Yeah,
is that called is that called sprouting? You got sprouted?
Yeah, I got some sprouts. This one, this is a tiny little hat on my hat. So that's a little Bonnaroo baseball cap on my PBR baseball cap. And again, if you're just listening on, you know, the podcast, you might want to watch on YouTube or Spotify because I got a lot to show. We'll start with this
thing
I'm wearing.
Yeah, that thing's beautiful.
This little, I know, I feel like Flavor Flav wearing this.
All you need is a clock.
Yeah, this is like
the old clock tower.
Yeah, this is made of perler beads that you kind of just stick on a grid and melt them down to stick together. This is the What Podcast, so that was really cool. I mean, just tons of bracelets that you can see here that people made.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you
all of these are really cool.
Wow. Got a bunch of those.
We got a PBR sweatband here. Oh,
lots of keychains.
Oh yeah, I got a keychain somewhere.
Yeah, I think I have you guys's of these from our buddies the Church Boners.
Okay,
Church Boners.
I was hoping you had.
Oh, he's got one. So one goes to Beth, and then Barry.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
you and me taken
now.
Care of right here. So
awesome, cool.
Yeah, did you guys get one of these? This Bonnaroo.
I do have one
printed.
Of those.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh,
Not some to little mention, keychain here that was pretty darn cool.
Oh, that is. Ooh, don't know where it came from. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I tried to get, you know, ask names and stuff. I will never remember any of these. I'm sorry, but, you know who you are. So thank you. I got these magic cards from the Magic Man.
Yeah, and I'm going to steal damn laminated one from, the foil one from you.
I got the single holographic shiny one, yeah.
Yeah, I've got this. I'm happy about it. It's very cool. Yours is better.
He was very nice. Stickers, more stickers than you can imagine. I mean, you know, I got Church Boners, Totem. I got stickers from everywhere. I got, you know, there's a King Gizzard and a Lizard Wizard.
Yeah, I have one of those somewhere, yeah.
I got a button for signing the Bonnaroo yearbook. Shout out to Caleb.
We all got in on the yearbook, Caleb.
And one of these poker chips too, I thought was pretty neat.
I didn't get one of those.
I got one of those.
I got a PBR sign, metal sign. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that when you
and,
got it. That's
and one
cool.
I definitely want to show you guys is this. This is a plane, a little biplane made out of PBR cans, cut out and kind of stuck together. The girl that gave this to me, and I don't remember your name, I'm sorry. I think we did this at the live show on Thursday. She said, I've had this a long time. I know you like PBR. And she said, I've been 10 years sober, so I wanted to pass this along. So congrats to you for being 10 years sober, and thank you so much for gifting that to me.
How about that? And then that's cool.
Yeah. We got this little hand-crocheted friend.
It just keeps coming.
I have like three things.
Yeah. Well, this somebody at Common John gave this to me. She said she made 75 of these.
The amount of effort and creativity people put into this is so cool.
I'm blown away, yeah.
I would never put this much energy into that. You're so much better than me, those of you out there that do it. Oh, my God, it is so impressive.
The amount of work and patience just to put all this stuff together, and the fact that we got to meet up and exchange. I know we gave away as many stickers as we could. So hopefully you got one. And don't forget the Common John, the beer, the Nuclear Fusion.
Good looking can
got a
again.
Can of that, yeah.
I will say last year's was better, but this one's good. They're both pretty. I've got them both up back here on the mantle now. This right here, I won't tell you what it is, but you can guess and you'll be right. When we were standing around that table right before we were going to go on stage for the panel, there was a bunch of people around there, and I don't know who all of you were, but I enjoyed every bit of the conversation. Well, or maybe it was right afterwards, but it was right around in there. Everybody scatters, and this is still sitting right there. Now, I'm not one to usually pick up other people's smoking devices, but I was like, if I don't take this, somebody else is. And I don't think this is this Tennessee like kind of stuff. I think this comes from a state where it's full blown legal cannabis. So I guess I did just tell you what it was. This is really good, and it's in good hands. And thank you very much. thank you very much. Even though you didn't mean to give it to me, and I'm sure wherever you went, you were like, "Oh my God, I lost that! I just ruined my day."
Yeah. Know that Stone got
but know at least I have it. And not someone else. And I didn't steal it, because if I left it there, it was going to go anyway. So thank you. And I don't know. If you're in the comments section, I'll send you a postcard.
I'm going to rely on you, Russ, because I'll get it wrong. But we ran into our winners, past, present. Oh, yeah.
We ran into several winners, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. And had pictures made with all of them.
Yeah, we'll put some of those up. Our ticket winners this year were Lena and Mary. They got the pair of Bonnaroo tickets. And then Bosco, who won the David Bruce I Am Bonnaroo print, the photo. We met up with him.
Bosco, that's a cool name.
Bosco, yeah. Yeah, he was camping in 931, I believe. We ran into...
Killing
ran
it. Into, Invite us over, into, dude.
Yeah. We ran into Abby. I think she won last year.
Year
before, something like that. Yeah. Who else did we run into? Church Boners. I wanted to get over to the Church Boners camp. Never got a chance to, so I'm glad they were at the live podcast. We got to see Rick and Sean and a bunch of people, some people even that we didn't get on the show when we had the Church Boners on.
Yeah, the Church Boners really cool. is a very big group. One guy was like, he was like, "Hey, man, I wasn't able to make it. I wish I could have." I was like, I don't think there was room for you, so don't worry about it. We can only put so many people in one virtual room, but thank
you. We would look like postage stamps on the screen if you had every one of them on there, yeah.
They bring the party. Yeah, that was the one regret that I had is I wish we'd had more time to spend with them because they clearly wanted to hang out.
They did, and I wanted to hang out with them. And of course, we always said, oh, tomorrow, you know, we'll come by. We'll come to your camp. We'll meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Parker and, yeah, Jake and...
Jake and Michael.
Michael. And, of course, Daniel and Charlotte. Got, you know, just so many people. I think at one time I looked out from the stage and said, you guys, whether you know it or not, you know just about everybody standing next to you, so take a minute to say hi because it's all people that we're all familiar with from all the various socials.
Yeah, speaking of Daniel and Charlotte, I do want to shout them out and mention Wednesday night we got out there for their...
that looked like a party.
No. I'm sorry, this was Tuesday night. We didn't get out there Wednesday night, but we went Tuesday night. I want to shout out, I've got her name right, Adriana and Chris. They're a couple that works Bonnaroo. They're fans of the show. They rode by camp on their golf cart Tuesday and, said, hey, you know, just come to check on you. If you need anything, let us know. And David Bruce, actually, if you know the Monkey Bar, Dave... We spent some time there in the past with them. Dave actually owns a bar in Johnson City. And David Bruce got to go there on one of those trips. And he loved the atmosphere. And he said, you know what? I've got some giant prints of my photos that I have framed. And they're just sitting in my office. I think they would look really cool here in your bar. And he said, oh, I would love to. So when they said, do you need anything? David Bruce was like, actually... I've got these giant prints that are framed. If you don't mind, if we could get a golf cart ride down to the Monkey Bar just to deliver them, that would save a ton of work trying to walk through all the way, you know, around Centeroo. So we got a golf cart ride Tuesday night. Shout out to them. Thank you very much for that. We got to hang out at the Monkey Bar. We got to do sample David Bruce's signature I Am Bonnaroo drink, which was his take on a... old fashioned.
With some, yeah, Scott. He's a Scotch guy, right?
He loves Scotch, yeah. And so that was cool. What else?
I just forgot all my candy was on my microphone.
There you go. Right there,
I was trying to get it off and I couldn't get it off. I forgot about that. So there's some of it.
Yeah. So we got to spend some time at the Monkey Bar, some time with the Rubus. Of course, they had their wiffle ball tournament Tuesday.
God, I'd love to do that. Yeah. I'd love to hit a wiffle ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. It's hard to explain to people. People who've never been, you're going to see those pictures of the rain and you're going to think, just what a nightmare. They don't understand
how these fools do this.
The randomness of things like that. You can't plan for them to come by on a golf cart and pick you up, right? I mean, you can't plan for that. You'll just be disappointed. You just got to have to let things happen, right?
Yeah.
While we're shouting a few names, I wanted to say thank you to Sarah Murray, I think is her last name. I never met her before. She's from Dalton, and she does programming for some of their local concert series.
Arts Guild. She works literally across the street from me.
Okay, that's right. That's down near you. I forgot. I should ask
across
you this.
Across the street.
I should ask you in advance. And she's been going for a while, and she is it is a big thing for her and her family. And I had never met her, and she came by the thing too. And so, Sarah, thank you. I watch your stories, and I see what you're doing down in Dalton, and you do great work and community involvement. The older and I get, I'm just enamored with people who are involved with their specific community to make it better. And she does that.
It's a Creative Arts Guild in Dalton, and they do great work, and they always have. But
it's about 20 miles south of Chattanooga here.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yep. Talk about that, Beth. I mean, because you say 2004, you came, and you've told us before, and I don't want to rehash the whole thing, but you kind of ended up by yourself 1 year and ended up with the dudes, as you call them, and that whole
name, by the way, the dudes.
You got to shout out the dudes.
Oh, yeah. And Brad and Jerry and Mike.
Yep.
But you kind of exemplify that. Just go with have a plan, but be willing to adapt and adjust and go with it, right?
I think that's what I said last time I was on this podcast, too. I said, make a plan and then it's not all going to happen. I didn't realize almost none of it was going to happen. But yeah, you just kind of roll with it. I mean, all the pictures of the people in the campgrounds making slip and slides out of their tarps and mud wrestling. And I know there's going to be some pictures because David Bruce took some on film of all the fun that people were making and the connections they were making with each other.
Right.
And that's what I was really thinking about today as I was trying to cheer myself up. I wrote like a little essay about, you know, my takeaway being that every year there are more people that we're connected to. And it's like I walked into the photo pit and I knew probably 10 or 12 people. And these are all people I didn't know a few years ago. And, you know, we're still friends with those people all year. It's unfortunate that now we have to go back to talking on the phone or following each other's Instagram posts or whatever, but that doesn't go away just because we don't get a full weekend on the farm with these people.
Yeah, I mean, at the thing we did Thursday with the panel, I asked two questions and I hadn't planned it ahead of time, but I said, raise your hand if people that you work with or your family get tired of you talking about Bonnaroo every single day, and like every hand went up.
Yeah.
And then the other question was, raise your hand if this festival has changed your life. And
every hand came up.
Every hand. I know every hand on stage sure
did. Every single hand came up. And to that point, as far as like your coworkers and your friends and family potentially get, I mean, a lot of them are curious and want to hear a little bit, but then after a while, it's like, okay, enough.
I get it, man. Shut up.
But what I'm getting the opposite of, or well, it's the same, but it's added. Today is my first day back in real life and to work earlier today, and that's is that everybody wanted to talk about it even more to me because it's a national news story.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't want to talk to a single damn one of you about this. Can you get everybody together? Can we all go to the conference room? And I'll address you all at once. Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to be friendly because they're interested. They want to know, and I'm the guy to ask. And normally I want to be the guy to ask. I'm just right. So damn down in the dumps. And we run around Chattanooga. She's never been here before, and we ran around for a day and a half. And Jesus, it was great. We had such a fun time, and we were able to forget that we weren't at Bonnaroo and just go do stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Monday rolls around. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was nice, but we could have done that next weekend. We could have gone to Lookout Mountain. It's been here for 10,000 years. We can go at any time, and I've fallen right back into the dumps. And so I talked to people at work, and eventually I said, yeah, it rained. It sucked. We left. Whatever. What do you want to know?
Yeah, all right, man. I had friends and family text me who would normally don't care about Bonnaroo that I go, but of course they see on the news and they see the videos and the pictures. They're like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Did you make it out? Is everything all right?" So yeah, it's like every single time you got to rehash it all again and be like, "Yes, yeah. We're fine."
And I want to say, I know a lot of people maybe are watching, expecting us to have some sort of hardline thing on next year. And I think, Brian, you just said it. And I know I have reached out to some of the folks who run the festival, like Brad, and just said, not now. We need time to process. And he said, yeah, I need time. So, I mean, that's me too. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to pretend to. I don't know how I'm going to feel. No, I know I had a great time. I'm not going back.
But I feel like I want to make one comment to that and just leave it at that. Part of my anxiety, and I'm just an anxiety-riddled person, and it comes and goes, and it's usually manageable. But part of the problem I'm having is how worried I am about the future of it. I will just say that because I'm worried about the future of everything. I'm worried about the future of my day job. I'm worried about the future of our local events here. I'm always worried about the future because that's what anxiety does. You worry about the past, you worry about the future. I need a couch and a therapist to talk to about this. I am worried about the future of the festival. I am. I'm going to leave it at that. I can't not be, but I don't know a thing. I haven't talked to a person. I don't. You have the more contacts with everybody. You're kind of the contact guy of the three of us, Barry, and I leave that to you. I don't want to bother people with, hey, let's give me some rumors. I need some rumors. I don't want any rumors.
Exactly.
But I am worried because I'm always worried. And that's the extra amount of anxiety this go around. And if you're feeling that way too, it's warranted. It's warranted. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing in the world forever doesn't exist. There's no such thing as forever. So that's been bothering. True. That's added to my just downtroddenness of all this.
At the same time, though, you know, we went through 2 years of no Bonnaroo whatsoever, and we kind of thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Is this thing over? Is it ever going to come back? And it did.
Yeah, and the only thing I think I was kind of referencing earlier is that was a time frame when the whole world was wondering what's going to happen next.
You're right.
And it kind of changes the perspective from one person to the next. And this is a us-only thing. Right, like this is not something that other industries are worried about. Back then, I know 21 was not as much, but it was so butted up to the COVID years. Like, oh, you're upset about COVID and worry about COVID? Well, join the club, buddy. We're all worried about that. Now we're kind of on an island by ourselves. We can't look at it and say, what about that other camping festival out in Utah? It's working pretty good there. Maybe we should make some, you know, like there's this is one of a kind. That's why it's so great. It's the only one.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
It is.
One.
And like it's
although, we did bring it up several times. I know the dudes were talking about, we're going to go meet up at the caverns for Cave Fest in October. And to me, that's quickly
becoming.
Yeah,
and that's bluegrass, and even I'm probably going to go to that.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I'm not.
Well, I mean, the caverns, guys. We can't go on. I can't tell you enough. I love the caverns more every time I'm there. Side note, but
like we said, it's our second favorite place after Bonnaroo, and the fact that it's kind of the same thing. It's so close, easy to get in and out of. We have a great time, great friends.
And the vibes and spirits, the vibe, the essence is all there.
It is.
Yep.
It's definitely going to help kind of restore some of what we didn't get at Bonnaroo this year.
Yeah. Like I said, whatever feelings you are having are legit. They are yours, and I am not going to try to tell anybody how they should be feeling right now. But if you're angry and saying, you know, never, never, never again, I can't blame you. But for me, I'm just going to give it time and see.
Yeah,
what
I've read a lot of comments.
Like
from
I said,
people
I had a great day and a half.
Yeah, but I've read a lot of comments from people that say, never again. I'm never going back.
Sure.
And I get that.
Yeah, I would say that this is kind of the another of the old adage of, you know, if you're going to write the email, you're going to write the text, you're going to write the whatever it is, make the phone call, sleep on it.
Yeah.
Sleep on it for a month or two at least. Give it some time to settle, because as far as like don't let – I would just suggest to – and I'm not doing a good job of it, by the way. Don't let it consume you and sleep on it some and let the dust settle. Let the water dry and then the dust settle. And then try to, I don't know, reformulate some of your emotions. But you're listening to a guy who's not doing it well and can't do it right now. So maybe I'll just stop giving advice.
Beth, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the advice that I wanted to give is you'll also get a lot of feedback from people saying, oh, this isn't the worst thing in the world. This is a bunch of rich people who want to go to a festival, and no, too bad it got canceled. Yes, there are horrible things happening in the world, and this is also a sad thing for people because this is something that we look forward to and save up for. And so your feelings about this, it's not a trivial thing. Mm-hmm. It's a valid community.
And somebody will make you think it's trivial.
They will. So you have to really connect with the people who understand. And I'm so fortunate that I'm here with other people who love Bonnaroo as much as I do. So I have this little buffer for a few days with people who really get it. And I very much appreciate that. So seek out the other people who get it and talk to them. And, you know, maybe... not everybody will be able to comfort you in this situation, but it's okay to feel that way, like Taco was saying.
I mean, if this was your first one and you had that one artist that your everything was wrapped around and you didn't get to see it, it's hard to explain to that person, you know, why they might want to think about doing it again. I get that 100%, but...
I mean, if they know any of the track record, let me tell you about this great festival we go to. Half the time it gets canceled.
Yeah.
So pack up, save up all your money, 50-50 shot it happens.
Yeah.
I'm being silly now.
In the last few years.
Yeah, I'm being silly, but yeah. Sorry, guys. I mean,
all right, Russ, you were going to say something?
Yeah, one last shout out. I almost forgot, but on my way out, I'm driving and I see a guy walking and he notices me in the bus and he says, "Oh, finally, I finally got to see you." He's got an Australian accent. I didn't catch his name, but he says, "I love the podcast. I listen all the time." And he gave me this little guy. This is a little kangaroo with a tiny little kangaroo.
Look at that.
Baby in the pouch. And he said, he gave this to me and he said, "Happy Roo." Please leave a comment or reach out or email or something to us. It sounds like we would love to talk to you more.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super cool.
What's the, what is it? Comment at the What Podcast?
Comments at the What Podcast.com.
I'd love to know other I don't know people's if he, thoughts on this.
Yeah, I didn't get if he came here directly from Australia or if he's just from Australia. But that might be an interesting story there, a lot like Geraldine, you know?
Absolutely. All right, what else, guys? As we said, I think we talked on Saturday night that we should do about a 20-minute podcast.
Yeah,
an hour.
What did Savannah say? Yeah, right, it'll be an hour.
Yeah, we can't ever do a 20-minute podcast.
I look forward to the time that we can, I don't know if it'll be next week, I don't know, but soon enough to do a little breakdown of the good and visually show it like I feel like we do very well because of Taco's, post-production work on this show. So, I mean,
well, thank you.
We can talk into a microphone all we want, but to really maximize the reach and the somewhat importance and fun of the show, to be able to add a lot of that too. I want to celebrate the little bit of fun we had and we're going to do. I we haven't had the pre-show meeting on that yet, but we'll do that. And I look forward to it, but it's just not time for that yet.
Yeah, I loved our interview with Hey Nothing. Those
guys
were.
I'm glad you said that.
So cool.
Hey Nothing?
Yeah.
There's a good chance they're going places. This is a good band. We've interviewed a few bands. I won't call them out because there's no reason I don't remember the names. We'll interview anybody who wants to talk. I like talking to bands on the rise who you've all heard of or you've never heard of. And some of those bands are probably already done and gone. And maybe Hey Nothing will be done and gone one of these days. I don't know. They're impressive kids. They're young.
Yeah.
I don't mind being called kids. They're impressive, and they were very fun to talk to. And if that's all we get out of that day on that, that's fine.
Yeah.
I loved meeting them, and they loved talking to us. And that's such a joy when you sit down with somebody who wants to talk to you.
Yeah, they had a pretty good year. We get into.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times in this industry, you're going to especially, go back to, 90s era where it was all about, let's see how bad we can piss everybody off and
right.
make this awful. You don't get that as much these days. And when somebody sits down and acts like, and even if they're just forcing it a little bit to be nice, that they're really happy to be there. That's a joy for us. It's a lot of fun. And
yeah,
so,
they were great.
Yeah. We don't know exactly what's coming up as far as schedule or what we're going to talk about. But please join the Discord. We put some stuff in there, some extra stuff if you want to check it out. If you're still wanting more for some reason, thewhat.co/Discord. It's free to join.
I mean, there won't be a ton to talk about here because if there's not a lot of recap, we will be reaching out to people who matter. And when they want to talk about things, we will invite them on. They might not have any interest in doing this for any time soon because there's a lot of legalities on all of these things. And so we'll wait and see how that goes. Thank you for your patience, how this offseason goes. It will be very different than offseasons we've had before. I mean, our goal is to have 6 weeks of recap.
Yeah.
A month
we
at
usually
least.
Do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A month at least. We're going to have one. I mean, essentially, we're going to have one.
All right. Beth, what are you looking forward to seeing in Chattanooga before
one.
You get out of here?
We'll have more than one because we've got several interviews, Common John, Hey Nothing.
That's
like
right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
We've got our live podcast, which will come out at some point.
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking about that.
What am I going to see in Chattanooga? I don't know. You guys are my tour guides.
Well,
so
I guess I need to figure that out.
Whatever you guys want to show me, I guess.
Well, I know we went to Little Maine and had a murder burger.
It's been really fun so far.
Well, we went up to Point Park yesterday up on Lookout Mountain, which is a national park. Barry, I am ashamed. I've never been up there before.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful, isn't
it? We'll throw up a picture so you can see. It's amazing. So, yeah. Like, I tourist in my own town yesterday. And it was great because I'm on top of a mountain overlooking our city, and I didn't have to think about Bonnaroo for the day.
That's funny. I put David in the car, and we drove up and down Missionary Ridge.
Oh, and I even said, that's right. Beautiful. We got to do that. We were up there, and I said, okay, we're talking, you know, looking. There's a lot of placards to read about the Civil War. I said, well, I live 500 feet from the biggest battles. We need to take a drive over that ridge. And I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, I live on that ridge.
So.
It was a lot of fun.
Beth, I think I get custody of you tomorrow. Is that right? Yeah. I think we got to go to the Bitter Alibi.
Yeah, we're going to do some trivia somewhere.
Yeah, I got to record my local show, and that's not going well so far. I got some locals that are pissing me off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say when we started, Beth, is we flipped the coin to see who got Beth and who got David, and David, you lost. You had to come home with me, so there you go. All right, anything else, guys? All right.
Just, again, thank you to everyone that came to the live show, to the beer exchange, just who saw us out and about and said hi. We love it.
I guess one other
hug and howdy.
Yeah, one other shout out. I stopped by in Planet Roo for this on F the Environment. I thought it was a great sticker and a great shirt with a little donation to their charity, and they were awesome. And then there's like 5 or 10 or several raffles for tickets for next year. And if I win, we will give those away on this show.
Cool. So
we'll probably have a giveaway anyway, hopefully, but we might have 2 if I win from the UnF the Environment. WeAreNeutral.org probably. So they were very cool, and I enjoyed that.
All right.
Oh, shout out to Patrick Whelan. I got to meet him in person.
With
Subaru.
That was cool.
And his wife, too. Got to meet them both. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, Taco was like, I want to meet Patrick, but let's make sure we do it when I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
I didn't want
to. Your wish came true. He's right here.
He was right there. He was right there at the live show. So worked out great.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. We'll have you on in the off-season for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you guys for listening and coming up and saying hello. Talk soon. Don't know when, but we'll talk soon.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.